Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everybody, welcome to another new episode of Reading Your Bible in a Whole Year. This is Pastor Alex, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of an insight. This is the second time I've had to record this episode because the first time I was in the wrong book. I was actually going through Numbers and I got to the end of this section and I tried to figure out where in the world am I at? Why am I not able to figure out why there's more chapters than there should be? And so instead of being in the book of Numbers like I thought I was, we're actually in Deuteronomy. So we're going to be in with the 21st chapter in Deuteronomy. It's funny because I have it up here on my screen and I was reading through it, and over on my Bible, I typed in Numbers for some reason. So I don't know why I went there, but you're going to start with Deuteronomy 21. And so for Sunday's readings, you're going to read 21, 22, and 23. You're going to see the atonement for unsolved murders, and you're going to have marrying female captives, inheritance rights for firstborns, and a rebellious son, a man hanged on a tree is cursed. This is interesting because Paul will quote this portion in his letters. So pay attention to verses 22 and 23. And again, be reminded, Deuteronomy is a book that is recounting the laws to Israel. It is not another set of laws. It's not more laws. It's just a recounting and an establishment. So then the next day you're going to read Deuteronomy 24, 25, 26, and 27. So relatively short chapters here. You're going to have various laws concerning sexual immorality, those excluded from the assembly, uncleanliness in the camp, malicious laws. 24 is going to be the laws concerning divorce, miscellaneous laws, laws concerning levirate marriage, miscellaneous laws, offerings and first fruits and tithes, the altar at Mount Ebal, curses from Mount Ebal, and that will close out chapter 27. So, yes, that's a lot of law. It's a lot of doing things that God has commanded you to do. But bear your knuckles down and work through it. It is helpful to see what Israel was being given to separate them from the rest of the world. So just pay attention to it. Read through it. It's not like anything you have to memorize, but relish in the fact that this is what God is doing to set these people apart from the rest of the world. So it's always something nice to reflect upon and just to really see what they were going through in this time. So the next day you're going to have Deuteronomy 28 and 29. You're going to have blessings for obedience, curses for disobedience, and those curses are going to be quite long. You're going to have the covenant renewed at Moab, and then that will wrap out chapter 29. The following day, you'll have 30 and 31. So you'll have the repentance of forgiveness, the choice of life and death. And then you'll have 31 being Joshua to succeed Moses. And Joshua's commissioned to lead Israel. And that will conclude 31. Then you will get into the day that we throw the psalm at you. So you'll finish Deuteronomy. You'll have 32, 33, and 34. So you have the Song of Moses, which is a little bit of a long passage, the death of Moses foretold, Moses' final blessing upon Israel, which is, again, another little long passage, and then the death of Moses. Then you'll jump over to Psalm 91. That will conclude that day. Then you've got two more days. You'll have Joshua chapter 1 through 4. So now you'll have God commissioning Joshua. And then you'll have Rahab hides the spies. Israel crosses the Jordan, 12 memorial stones from the Jordan. And then you will move into the final day. You'll have the second generation circumcised. The first Passover, you have the walls of Jericho. It's a good story here to listen to and read through. A little bit of some interesting things, because there's some passages in here that are quite profound. So pay attention to that. Then you've got chapter 7 with Israel defeated at Ai. And then the sin of Achan, the fall of Ai in chapter 8. And then Joshua renews the covenant. So that will wrap up your weekly reading. Again, there's some passages in here that are interesting. You've made it out of Deuteronomy. You've made it out of the Torah. So you've gotten through all of the law. So congratulations. Give yourself a little pat on the back. You have made it that far. And now you're working back into the historical conquest of Israel. And so now you're going to get some more, you know, like just kind of the daily life, the in the mud living, in the grind movement of Israel. You're going to see some battles and some obedience and disobedience of Israel, and you're going to come across some really cool passages, and then you're probably going to find some things that are kind of a little bit more mundane. But now you've made it past all of the law, and now you will see Israel essentially unfold and come to life for you. I hope so. So short week, but you know, there's, again, more context to work through, and it hopefully will help you to really build that foundation of establishing who Israel is and how they will be essentially in function when you get to the book of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, when you get into that New Testament and you start to see the life of Christ being portrayed, and then you start to see how the Pharisees are acting and why they are acting in such a way. It's because of all the laws that were given during the Torah, but then more so how they took those as being that this was how they, you know, needed to live, in such a manner that it constricted their faith and their love and compassion, and it made it to be a works-only system. So it is building that foundation for us to get to the New Testament and to, you know, kind of unhatch and work through some of that content. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. Just, again, a little short series, nothing crazy about it. But I just want to kind of walk and work through the Bible in a year with everybody and encourage you to keep reading and keep taking that time day and night, or, you know, as much as you can give it. If it's just once a day or twice a day, do it. But just spend time with the Lord and meditate on His word and really come to a deeper understanding of who God is. And I pray that you get this opportunity. So thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great week. We'll see y'all Wednesday as we continue our trudge through the Twitter sphere. Until then, have a great weekend. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.